Hey, y'all. I'm Angela.
I'm Brian.
And we are the Errants. Good morning. It's morning here today. And so we are going to talk to you today about patience. Be patient.
Yes.
So when God gave us the idea to do this podcast, this was not one of the original topics that we talked about. So we sat down, we went on a trip last summer. Here's just a little backstory of our podcast, y'all. So we went last summer on a trip, just Brian and I. His parents took the kids for us for a weekend, or a whole week, really. Mm-hmm. And so the latter part of that week, we went on a little marriage retreat, which I highly recommend to all of you married people out there.
I think it's about time to do it again.
I agree. Amen. So we went on a little marriage retreat, and it was just the two of us. We went on a hike on the side of a mountain. It was beautiful. And then we went back to our room, and we put on sticky notes topics that we wanted to talk about and things we needed to pray through in our life, like what was our homeschool topics going to be for the year with our kids, and mm-hmm. what curriculum were we going to use, and what's going on with Brian's job, and what's going on with my job, and where do we want to be? What is God calling us to? Big, big topics. And so we just sat down, and we put them all in sticky notes and prayed through them. And so God gave us some B's, right? That we are now bringing to you guys. Courageous and all the things, patience. So some of the things that you're going to hear in the next couple of episodes or whenever God decides to reveal them. So we talked through that, and we had a good time. And so really the heart of it too became, well, I just really want our kids to know what God has said to us and, mm-hmm. and what we've learned. And, you know, sometimes when you're in your house and, you know, organic conversations happen and they learn from you every day, but
they're always watching.
They're always watching. Yes. But sometimes, you need to have like a backlog, right? Like I wish I had, a journal of my mom's, or like her Bible that she wrote notes in, or like my dad's journal, or I don't know. I don't even know that my parents were journalers. In fact, I don't think they were, but if they wrote something down somewhere, I wish I had access to it, because they're both gone now. And I wish that I could learn from them now that I'm older and can receive more wisdom. Mm-hmm. And in the moment when you're growing up with your parents, you know, you don't really want to hear from them sometimes. So the heart behind this podcast was to be able to leave a legacy for our children. And if it blesses other people in the world, great. You know, yeah. Like God has taught us things, and if God wants to use us to bless other people, amazing. But we wanted our kids to just have a little bit of knowledge from us to have access to when they get older and they're experiencing life. So all of that long story to say, we made a list of B's. We talked it over. We prayed about it. We made a list of B's. And so we've just kind of been, you know, hey, Lord, what do you want us to talk about today? Like, we've been very surrendered to what God wants us to talk about. Hey, what's the B you want us to share? Well, sometimes neither one of us really have an answer, right? Like, we don't have a definite answer, so we're kind of flying blind. And so yesterday, I'm driving the kids from a homeschool co-op thing, and we're in the car, and I'm like, hey, guys, we're going to record a podcast in the morning. What is the one thing that you want us to teach you? Like, what's something you want to learn from us? Without hesitation, our daughter, who is 11, says, patience. And I was like, oh, Lord, Jesus, I don't know that I'm qualified to teach that, but I'll do the best I can. And then Ryler, who's our 7-year-old, says, self-control. And I was like, guys, those are tough. Those are tough topics, but okay, thank you for your honesty. And I will work on that. And so then I just kind of, you know, shared that with Brian. And I was like, you know, babe, our kids want to know about patience and self-control. How are we going to? How do we teach that? And so we kind of, you know, just started spitballing, and, you know, we were like, you know, let's talk about be patient and what that means and what God has said to us through that. And how much that takes to, how much self-control it takes to have patience and what God has said to us in that. So that's where we are this morning. So we're going to talk to you about patience today. That was a long intro. Thanks for hanging in there.
I think it was good. Yeah. Good backstory.
Good backstory. Yeah. Now you know why we're here and what our goal is. So mm-hmm. hopefully it helps you too.
And I think it's fair to say that having patience is hard.
Ooh. Yeah.
You know, it's easier to just run with, you know, your instinct or run with, you know, an educated guess, or somebody else's opinion. You know, it's easier to just go.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times when we just go, as opposed to being still, being patient in that moment, and listening for God's voice, we outrun whatever God wants to do.
Yeah, for sure.
And a lot of times we can outrun the preparation. So in some cases, it's not because there's something that God is working on or pruning in us. It's that God is pruning the situation.
Yeah.
So that's just one of the things that I feel that God wanted me to say, is that, you know, patience is not necessarily about the pruning process in yourself.
Yeah.
God can be preparing and pruning that situation, that place for you.
Yeah.
So it's being patient where you are, because God has somewhere else for you.
Mm, that's so good. That's so good. One of the things that stood out to me the most when we started processing this, and what I really wanted to say to the kids, is you have to be so careful that you don't jump in when God is asking you to wait. And that is something that I have struggled with in my life before. Yeah. Because it's easy for me to say, oh, I know God is good, and I know that he's promised me this, and I feel God is calling me to this, but let me just hurry up and make it happen, because, you know, maybe he forgot about me, or maybe he's not listening, or maybe he needs me to take action, you know? Maybe he needs me to act so that he will, like, maybe he needs me to take a role in that. Sometimes he doesn't need you to take a role in that, y'all. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he needs you to just sit down and be quiet and wait on him to do it himself. Mm-hmm. Because his ways are greater than your ways. His yes. ways are beyond anything you can ever comprehend, anything you can ever understand. His ways are greater than anything you can ever imagine. Mm-hmm. And so when you try to take control of your own life, and when you try to step in into what God is doing, it is always messy. Always messy. So, like, there's examples of that in the Bible. There's examples of that in my own life. Like, just a previous relationship that I was in. Like, I knew God called me to marriage. I knew God called me to have kids. I knew, without a shadow of a doubt, that's what I was called to do. And you know, that we would have a family and that we would be happy. And that was my dream. And I dreamt that so much. And I wanted it so bad. And so when my mom died when I was 14 and just wanted to rush into adulthood because I just needed to get past that feeling. And so knowing that God called me to that, but yet I wasn't ready for that, I just went ahead and latched onto a relationship and held onto it so tightly. And he wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready for it. It wasn't the right fit, but I just was so hopeful and so persistent and so impatient that I just kept trying to make it happen and trying to make it happen and forcing it to happen and stayed in it for way too long, which was unfair to both of us because it just wasn't the right fit for either one of us. And so, I made a mess of my life and and in turn made a mess of his life and we made a mess of each other's lives together because it just wasn't the right fit. And so, that's the hard part, is that when you think you know better than God, you start acting in ways that make no sense. And you're trying to make something happen that isn't ever meant to happen. And so you make a mess of it when he's trying to make something beautiful. And what is happening when you're waiting when you're waiting and God has promised you something, when you're in the waiting process, God is making you ready for what he's promised you. And so he's carving out things and he's showing you who he is and he's building trust in himself so that you will be ready for what's on the other side of what he's promised you. And that is a process. Mm-hmm. And that takes a little bit of time. And that's where patience comes in.
Mm. Yeah. And I mean, I think that, you know, that brings us into, you know, Ephesians 4, 2 through 4. We're in the NLT today for this one. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. So just as God has patience with us, you know, we are to have patience with those around us.
Yeah.
You know, we're to sit in patient waiting. Mm. And, you know, it's the fact that Jesus models patience. But even in his patient times, he still has power.
Yeah.
You know, it's still the power that he exudes as he's patiently waiting for the disciples to get it. You know, it's still, okay, we'll go through this one more time. I got you. But, you know, it's the power that he displays. And it's, and I think that's the, you know, one of the things that, that the world tries to stifle is kind of like what we talked about. You know, when, if you stop, you know, you're dead. That's just the way the world goes. The world does not want you to be patient.
Truth.
Because the lie is that if you're patient, you're going to, and if you wait, you're going to get left behind.
Yeah.
When God is calling us to patiently wait on him, to trust him, to surrender.
Mm.
And in some cases, like I said, it's you're patiently waiting on God. You're patiently waiting on your spouse. You're patiently waiting on your children, which, let's be real, in some cases, it is easier to just step in with your kids and be like, all right, let me do this for you. Let me get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the whole process of how God wants us to learn as we explore the Bible, as we learn more about him, as we learn his love story. You know, we see his patience. Mm. So then we in turn can give patience to our children.
Yeah.
Because they are learning. You know, we talked about before, you know, Angie talked about in the intro, in the beginning of this, is that, you know, and our kids are hungry.
Yeah.
And they're in the mode now of they want to do.
Yeah.
So if we stifle it and if we just run forward and just try to do it, then that actually stunts their growth.
Mm.
And that actually hinders what they're trying to do because, you know, they see us just doing it. You know, there's two things, yeah. Right now that I can think of, there's two things that could happen. Either they give in and just let you do it,
yeah,
and then that becomes a pattern to where they're just conditioned to let you do it, or they resent you and rebel. And let's be real, right now, that was not in my brain.
Yikes.
Of things to talk about right now. I had no idea that was going to come out.
Neither one of those sounded good. Enabling your children to continue to be dependent on you, that's unhealthy. And
right.
Then, what's the other one you said?
Rebel. Resist and rebel.
Oh, that's also not good. I don't like either one of those options.
No. So that's the thing. I mean, that's where we, you know, we model Jesus. We model, you know, in the verses, you know, we model humility.
Mm.
We model gentleness.
Mm.
You know, we come together in a peaceful situation. There, you know, we're human beings, so
yeah.
We have emotions, and we know as being children ourselves at one point in time, some of those emotions run hot.
Yeah,
you know. But I think the biggest thing is, you know, our kids just want time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they want time with us.
Yeah, that's true.
So there again, if we, through our lack of patience, rush through things with our kids who just want our time, then we're both missing out on something. Because we miss out on the time with our kids. And then they are in that tension of, you know, give in or resist.
Mm.
So it's teaching them patience while you yourself are exuding patience.
Wow. I don't like that. That was good. No, that's really good. I needed to hear that because here I am thinking I'm going to teach people about patience, but you're teaching me. And I think our kids taught me yesterday too. They teach me every day. But Ryler is so good at like Mom, you said this. You said we're going to do this. And he will hold you accountable.
Right.
Right? Like, he will hold you accountable to every word you say. Like, every single word you say, he remembers it and will hold you accountable. And it's not a bad thing. Like, it's not a bad thing. He needs to hold me accountable. Like, I'm capable of messing up, obviously. So I'm grateful that he has patience with me.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a lot of patience to be a parent. Like, a lot right. of patience, because it is easier. And sometimes you know things. Like, mm-hmm. obviously, most of the time we know a little bit more than them because we're a little older. We've got a little bit more wisdom. Mm-hmm. We've gone through it. You know that if you do it this way, it's going to mess up. But yet, you're called to patience, to have patience with one another. And sometimes that patience is watching them fail.
Mm-hmm.
And that sucks so right. bad. Like, I've helped raise my niece and nephew and had the joy of being a part of their lives for their whole lives. And I wouldn't trade any of that for the world, but it taught me a lot about parenting and it taught me a lot about patience. And I just can't express enough. Like, you have to have patience with the Lord. Mm-hmm. When you see someone doing something that you know is wrong or that is a challenge in your life. Like, I'm sure there were so many people in my life back in the day when I was in the midst of the relationship that I was in that wasn't right for me, that was like, oh my gosh, girl, figure it out. Like, this is not for you. And just wait, you know, the patience that it took to be my friend in that time frame was probably really hard. So that goes back to how hard it is to be in community. You have to have patience with people because they're human.
Right.
They're imperfect. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to let you down. And if you don't have patience with them and a deep-rooted trust in the Lord,
mm-hmm.
who's never going to let you down, then you're going to always be struggling. You're always going to be struggling to have a relationship with people and to be one in unity because you don't have the patience with them to show grace. You don't have patience with them to be better, because people will make mistakes and then God heals and redeems and we all become better.
Mm-hmm.
So through the trials and the tribulations and endurance, and you know, the endurance it takes to get through trials is patience.
Yeah.
Like, that's what God is asking us to do.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, like what you said, I mean, it's Ephesians 4:3, make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace.
Yeah.
Because we are all in this together.
Yeah.
You know, we are not, there's not supposed to be different Jesus factions.
Yeah.
You know, we are supposed to be united mm-hmm. under Christ.
Yeah.
So we all have the same Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So we are to act as one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but it is difficult, you know, because we are human.
Yeah.
So we all have different thought patterns. And God has blessed us with gifts. This is probably a different topic, but it's understanding. It's the understanding of what that gift is.
Yeah.
Because again, you can not use patience and run with something because somebody told you that's what your gift is.
Mm.
Or you can, you know, like we're doing an Ephesians study with our group last night, actually.
And ooh, shout out to an amazing CG.
Yeah.
And it was talking JD Greer. So it's the Right Now Media study on Ephesians.
So good. And so good. Y'all go watch it.
So we're on video 5, and his perspective on spiritual gifts tests. You know, he quoted it. I'm quoting him. He said he was very cynical. Mm-hmm. And it just takes it back to our foundation is God.
Yeah.
So we can't let the world and we can't let the best of human intentions dictate what only God can.
Mm.
So it's really, that's the thing. It's being patient. It's waiting and listening for who God says you are.
Yeah.
And what your gifts are. And where you can take those and how best we can blend in as one.
Mm.
We are unique because God has given us each unique gifts, but we are one body.
Yeah.
So it's, and some of the things is, you know, what's coming to my mind is that we fight that. You know, yeah. We fight that a lot.
Yeah.
And that's where our disunity.
Yeah. Is that a word?
I don't even know. It's probably not. Yeah, that's where
I know what you
that's
mean.
Where we have yeah. That's where we have problems. So and you know, that's that permeates everything. It's not, you know, yeah. That's where we're like, for us, it's, you know, it's work, it's home, you know, it's out in the world, and we find, you know, we have to exude patience everywhere.
Yeah. I wonder, like, I would love to, I wish we had had Paisley on the show this morning. I wonder why she asked me specifically for patience, because I think what she here's what I see. Mm-hmm. I think patience takes, and sometimes patience can feel like a timeout. Mm-hmm. Sometimes patience can feel like you're in trouble. Like when you have to have patience with somebody, you have to kind of like let it go, mm-hmm. let your own stuff go and wait on the other person to get to where you are. Mm. And so that can kind of feel like you're in trouble or like you're doing something wrong because they're not where you are, but you have to have patience with them. So I see her struggling with patience with her brother because that's hard, right? It's hard to have patience with your sibling anyway when they're, you know, your little brother that annoys you in right. some way. But it's hard to have patience with the people you're with around you because you see it like this, you know, this is what mm-hmm. I see. This is what God is asking me to do. Get on board. Let's go. And you don't have patience with where they are because they have a different relationship with the Lord. They perceive things differently. They have different spiritual gifts, like you just said. So, you know, you can feel impatient and get that anxious feeling of, oh my gosh, this is how it has to go. We have to go this way. Please hurry up and get where I am, you know, and you can get that tension. And so I think that's probably what maybe she's struggling with right now is that like mm-hmm. she has a big brain.
Yeah.
And she sees things very differently and she sees things. She has a great like discernment. I think discernment would be one of her spiritual gifts because she mm-hmm. can just read a room. Like she knows what's happening around her, which is just crazy that she has the ability to know what's coming, know what's happening. Like she can just kind of sense things that are coming. And so to her, patience is probably really hard because she's like, no, don't do that. You're going to get this. And, you know, I can relate to that and see how that's a struggle because it's a level of surrender. It's a level of letting go of your own expectations and your own worry and how you perceive things to be so that you can be patient with what God is saying to someone else and be patient with where they are and kind of meeting them where they are instead of trying to just, we need to do it this way. Come on, get on, you know. So I think it's a level of surrender. Yeah. A huge level of surrender and a huge level of kind of dying to yourself to let it be, to be patient and to wait on the Lord. Because when you have big vision and big dreams and you see things and on a bigger scale, it's hard to be patient because mm-hmm. you want to get there. Like I've had a big vision my whole life of owning my own business and owning a facility, like mm-hmm. an event space. Of like allowing people to come in and host their small groups and ministry and, you know, baby showers, wedding showers, whatever that looks like, just a space to host people and hospitality. And so sometimes I get anxious and I'm like, man, Lord, is that your vision for me? Where did that come from? And, you know, I get impatient and I'm like, well, I'll just do this job then and forget it and do it myself and do it this way or whatever. And it starts to get messy and I get resentful. And I get bitter, and that's what the enemy wants. Mm-hmm. The enemy wants you to sit in this place of bitterness and resentment and like the Lord isn't answering me. That's not true. That is not true. God hears you. And when you're waiting on the Lord and something that you feel God has put on your heart, there is a season of waiting sometimes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a yes, and sometimes the Lord answers your prayer pretty quickly, and sometimes it's a no, and you don't get that. And then mm-hmm. sometimes it's a maybe or not right now. And in that season of waiting, that requires a huge amount of patience. But that's not passive. Like,
right.
We went to lunch with our pastor a couple months ago, and he was talking to me about, you know, like, what do you want? Like, what do you want? And I was like, just clarity. Like, just clarity on what God wants and all the things. And he was like, well, sometimes you have clarity, but you just are waiting. Mm-hmm. You're waiting on God to answer that prayer. And waiting isn't passive. Waiting is active. And so, you know, he gave us the analogy of a baseball player on a field. Mm-hmm. You know, what is the outfielder doing? Always waiting. Like, you know, 9 times out of 10, the ball's going to go in the infield. So, right. But they're standing there and they're waiting and they're ready for the ball to come. So it's a stance of waiting, and it's just like a runner, mm-hmm. you know. You're actively waiting. You're in that stance to get down on the ground, and you're in position. And as soon as they shoot the gun for you to go, you run. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're waiting, and your body is in a posture of waiting, in a posture of active, ready to go. And that's what stood out to me the most. That was a really powerful lunch, and I'm very grateful for that.
Absolutely,
because it reminded me that, you know, when things don't happen in your time, they're still not wrong.
Right.
Like so much learning and growing happens in the waiting, mm-hmm. when we can learn to be patient with what God is doing. Yeah,
it's God's time.
It's God's time. Absolutely. And I'm not a person that likes God's time because I'm a doer. I like to go and do, and I always like to be in the running phase of life. Like, I like to mm-hmm. run and go and schedule my day out pretty busy so that I'm going and doing. And I feel called out into the community. I would rather be out serving and out going and doing and all the things. And so I'm a doer. And so when I have to sit down and be still, and I have to wait, and I have to wait on the Lord to tell me what he wants me to do, and I have to do it in his time, that's hard. Mm-hmm. That is so hard for me.
Yeah. Well, and something that came to my mind is to thank you mm-hmm. right now mm-hmm. for being patient with me.
Oh.
You know, because we've talked about it before, is that I could not or would not, you know, speak, you know, for trauma, for silencing myself. I wouldn't speak. Mm-hmm. But when you don't speak, you don't assert yourself really at all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're reserved, you hold back, mm-hmm. and it is not that reserved in power. It's that reserved in passivity. Mm. So Angie had to pick up the slack a lot of times. You know, I would work, you know, and be the provider that way, while Angie was also working and striving and pursuing. But it would be that you know, I would work, and then I think once Paisley was born, it was just like I would work, and then by the time I would get home, she would already be in bed.
Yeah.
You know, and so it would be that Angie was doing more than what she should have been in our relationship. So so I just want to say thank you for your patience, and I apologize for you having to shoulder more of the load than you should have.
Oh, it made me cry.
Well, but no, I just felt in that moment that I needed to say thank you. Because looking back, I mean, from where God's taken us to where we are now,
yeah,
you know, we have that communication,
yeah,
you know, we have the level of accountability,
yeah,
you know, you can rely on me, and you can sit in patience knowing that I will do it,
yeah,
as opposed to, okay, I'm going to give him 5 minutes, and if he doesn't do it, I'm just going to do it because I know he's not going to do it. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, and it's really only when both of us are working in harmony.
Yeah, it's true.
And we can sit in patience with each other, trusting that the other person is going to do what they say they're going to do.
That's good.
Or act how they should, I guess, based in God.
Oh, wow.
So
that's really good.
So that's what it goes back to. And it's like, you know, from, you know, with our kids, from, you know, in our marriage, you know, it is that level, the different levels of patience.
Yeah.
You know, patience with our children is, okay, I'm going to watch you. Mm-hmm. And if you get to a point where you need my help, or, you know, or you're about to burn your hand off, then I'm going to step in and help you. But like, patience in a marriage is like true humility, true just taking the armor off just saying, hey, not only am I patient with you, but I am vulnerable.
Yeah.
with you. If you wanted to, my armor's down.
Yeah.
You can attack me.
Yeah.
But I'm trusting and I'm patient with you that you won't.
That's so good.
So just.
That's really good. Thank you.
Just wanted to say thank you.
Saying that. You're welcome. Thank you for being patient with me because it takes a lot of patience to deal with all this crazy. So thank you for that as well. That what you said really stood out to me. There's a level of trust. That is what it all boils down to is trust. Mm-hmm. Like if you learn to be patient, that means that you're trusting what you're being patient for.
Right.
So that takes faith, huge faith. To know that God is who he says he is, that he will do what he says he'll do, whatever that looks like, whether that's how you think it is or, you know, and he'll do it in his time, but you have to trust him. You have to trust he is who he says he is. And if you can get to that place in your life where you fully trust the Lord, then it's easier to trust people.
Yeah.
Because when we got together, I didn't trust anybody. And I still struggle with that, to be real. I don't trust people easily. It's hard for me to trust people. I tend to think, yeah, you're probably not going to do that. So this past 4 years, the Lord has taught me who he is, and then I can trust him. And then very recently, I finally admitted to you that I fully trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been together 14 years.
Yeah.
So trust is huge. And so if you want to be patient, if you want to learn patience, then you've got to learn to trust God.
Right.
First.
Yeah. And the thing about it is you mentioned that I didn't trust myself.
Mm.
So if I don't feel that I'm trustworthy, then that I can't think that anybody else is trustworthy.
Yeah.
So if I do not trust who God made me to be, then it's very hard to get out of your own bubble and trust other people.
That's true.
So it's only when you sit and be still with God, learn about Jesus, learn about the great model.
Yeah. Right.
And see that, okay, you know, fear, guilt, and shame are not part of my vocabulary. They're not they're not who I'm.
That's not who he designed you to be.
They're not the voices on my shoulder.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's only through the Holy Spirit and learning those values. And then learning that your voice has value.
Yep.
And then learning as you are patient with yourself, then you can be patient with others. So I think really it just comes down to is just like, you know, you trust God how he made you.
Yeah.
And then he will reveal who you are to be to others.
Mm, yeah, that's good.
And I just.
Patient with yourself. Yeah. You just said that and I was like, ooh, patient with yourself. I didn't really think about it from that angle. I don't know as a perfectionist if I am patient with myself. Like I'm really hard on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like our kids are hard on themselves too.
Yeah.
And unfortunately. I'm not modeling that well. I am hard on myself. And so we're called to have patience and love, speak love and truth to people. But you are a people, guys. Like you have to do that to yourself too.
Right.
Like I needed to hear that. Like you hit a note there that I was like, ooh, you need to hear that and you need to practice patience with yourself because God shows so much grace, like that is a gift, as it says in Ephesians 2:8, it's a gift that you cannot earn.
Mm-hmm.
God gives you so much grace, but if you don't give yourself grace, it is as if you are stepping over God.
Yeah.
It is as if you are stepping over what he has already given you and saying that that's not good enough for me.
Mm.
That's prideful. So you need to humble yourself, be humble and patient with one another is what it says in the Bible. One another is you too.
Yeah.
So let me speak that over you and let me speak that over our children when they hear this someday. Be patient with yourself.
Yes.
Give yourself grace to make mistakes. That is okay.
Right.
It is okay to make a mistake. When you fail, that's when you learn.
Right. And quite honestly, I didn't even think about failure as a lesson or failure as you know, something to move that helps you, propel you to the next level.
Yeah.
Until we went to, you know, the Climb Leadership Conference and we heard John Maxwell say that.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was like, I didn't want to fail.
Right.
But it's, and I believe he said it, it's, failure is a much greater
tool
than it is to succeed.
Yeah. Because absolutely.
And as you were saying that, I mean, it, I'd taken down a note from Psalms.
Yeah.
And again, like being patient. And it just makes me think of David.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of patience, but to be king.
Yeah.
I was doing a little bit of research, and we know that David was a youth. I mean, he was a shepherd boy when he was out in the field when he was anointed by Samuel to be king. And, we can see that in 1 Samuel and then, on into 2 Samuel as far as when it, and I believe it's 2 Samuel 5, 4 through 5, but when it kind of talks about it, but we'd have to.
I don't know, honestly.
To fact check that real quick.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not.
No, I mean, knowing in, I believe it's in 2 Samuel, that he's 30 years old when he becomes king, there's, we'll just say 15 years, because I mean, he's a youth, so. What I read was, I looked at some other research and it said about 15 years. So anyway, you think about it, that you were told something was going to happen and it didn't happen for 15 years.
Yeah.
Or you think about, and I'm going to come back to David, but just examples in the Bible of, we were talking earlier about Abraham and Sarah.
Yeah.
And, that, yes, they were patient. Sometimes they weren't patient.
Yeah. Took matters into their own hands.
Yeah. But it takes patience, trust, and surrender to believe that, okay, God says this is going to happen.
Yeah.
And let's be real, you may never see that it may be your children or your children's children that it actually comes through.
Right.
It comes true for. But it's never, like with David, with Abraham and Sarah, you could insert,
lots of Gideon, promises people of throughout the Bible, where God says this will happen.
Exactly. So I'm just saying it took patience and trust and surrender to believe that that's going to happen, but it didn't happen because they sat still.
Right.
So it's still the action. Still, God calls you to act and to do things as you're patiently waiting.
Mm, that's good.
So just as David, killed Goliath. And then proceeded to be in Saul's court,
mm-hmm.
Playing the harp and singing to Saul to soothe him, and then being put in charge of men and going and kind of having like a mobile army.
Mm-hmm.
Those were all things that God called him to do while he was waiting for kingship.
Yeah.
So God may be calling you to be patient in one area, but that doesn't mean that he's not going to use you in another area.
Oh, that's really good.
So you may be patient. He may say, hey, be patient on this.
Yeah.
But to continue to grow you and to show you his glory, he's going to use you in other places.
Mm, that's really good.
So it's as you are patient in one aspect, you are powerful and mobile in another one.
That's good.
And God can use you because you are patient in what he's asking you to be patient in.
Mm-hmm.
So he can use you because you are trusting in him.
Yeah.
So again, it's not that there's one thing. God's like, all right, I got one job for you. And if you're patient enough, then I'll give you that one job.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it could be that it's ministry. It could be that, that it's our own business. It could be other things, but it is patient and trusting God in that, but it's not sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
It's not, all right, well, I'm just going to wait for that to happen. No, God calls you to reach out to people. God calls you to be a friend to other people. God calls you to love on other people.
Yeah.
And as you do that, then God reveals to you what that peace is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we were talking about with our group as well is that if you aren't patient, that you can outrun God.
Mm.
You're asking God for one piece of the puzzle, what you can see. You're asking God, please help me, please deliver me from this, or you know, whatever your request may be.
Yeah.
And if you see a solution, then you're like, okay, I'm gonna run to it, I'm gonna get it. But God may be calling you to be patient,
mm-hmm.
because His solution incorporates so many other aspects that you didn't even think about.
Yeah.
So in a sense, you're outrunning God's blessing. And God's plan.
Yeah.
So just hear that just because you are patiently waiting doesn't mean you are useless.
That's so good.
God uses you in a variety of ways. And in those ways is where it opens up your eyes to see what the actual picture is.
Yeah.
You know, God has a beautiful way of revealing things that you didn't even know were there.
It's really good.
So, yeah, it just makes me think of our love story too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I said, I mean, we're in a 10-year relationship, a 10-year relationship. And I mean, I was previously married, but it was, I was, you know, in a hurry, but it was kind of like a passive, it was in passivity. It was weird. I was like hurriedly passive.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I was in a hurry. I felt God calling me to move from Arkansas to Texas, but I didn't know why.
Yeah.
And then in that, it was allowing myself to be, you know, like morally compromised and to allow things to happen around me and to me that I had no business allowing those things to happen.
Yeah.
So it's not being able to see beyond those things. You know, it's like, so did I outrun God's blessing? did I run quicker than He wanted me to? At this point, I don't know. But all I know is that when I learned some semblance of patience, when I learned to call upon God, that's when He brought us together.
Yeah.
Now, it may have been, let's see here, I moved to Texas in 2007.
Yeah.
And I met Angie in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So I always knew, and I was, in my heart, I was pursuing and I was, you know, wanting a godly wife, but I was outrunning what God was preparing.
Yeah.
And in that, I went down a road that God used and carried me through.
Yeah.
But maybe it was one that He never intended me to go down. However, He used it.
Yeah.
Because our relationship started from an unlikely source, I guess you could say. And we're kind of, I think this has a purpose. It's not going just off on a tangent for no reason. Because I think in that, you know, you had to use patience as well.
Yeah.
You know, because, so your friend of, let's say 30 years.
Not quite that many then, but yeah, now
now, yes. So at that point, it was not 30 years, but so her husband said, hey, I've got somebody for you. I know who it is.
Yeah.
And you were like, okay.
Yeah, I don't trust you. So whatever. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
But sure. I think in that it was patience. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was saying, okay. I mean, for you to say that and for him that he's never said something like that before, it was kind of like, it took you aback a little bit. It was like, okay, well, maybe there's something to this. And you know, I had been asking God for deliverance, mm-hmm. and for peace, and for through that situation. And little did I know that I was the person that he was talking about. And just like I said, for that to be our story,
yeah.
For that to be, you know, your friend's husband,
yeah.
who is also the, I guess, step nephew of.
It's a long story, y'all. We'll fill y'all in on all that later. It gets a little.
But you know. Yeah. But I'm just saying, it's the way it happened can only be God,
yeah,
and it can only 100%. Be His purpose and His plan. So, yes, we were being. I was being patient in some areas, but I was not being patient in others.
Yeah.
But I think through that, God brought me to you.
Absolutely.
But the work was not done, and that's like what we talked about is that we were still bringing things in that were not
we were
healthy.
Still rushing through.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were still rushing through and not waiting on God to build us up to where He needed mm-hmm. us to be. 100%. Yes. And so all that to say, God is bigger than your mess.
Mm-hmm.
God knew we were going to make those mistakes. So it's not like, oh, well, they chose this. I got to let them go and I'm done with them. God is patient with you. Mm-hmm. God is so patient with you. Like, He knows you're going to make a mistake. He knows what you're going to choose because He knows everything. And so He knows what you're going to do, and it doesn't shock Him. It doesn't surprise Him. It doesn't scare Him. It doesn't shake Him. He's not like, oh, well, I'm done with her because she didn't choose this. No, He's bigger than your mess. He's bigger than your mistakes. He's bigger than all of it. And He has more patience than you could ever imagine. He shouldn't. I don't deserve His patience.
No,
I've messed up so many times. I don't deserve His grace or His patience, but He has patience with me, and He doesn't give up on you. He doesn't give up and say He's done with you. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's never going to walk away from you. He has patience with you. And so He calls us to have patience because He has patience with us. And so to wrap all of this up today, the Passion Translation, we choose that a lot, but I really love it. Mm-hmm. Psalms 27:14. Here's what I've learned through it all. Don't give up. Don't be impatient. Be entwined as one with the Lord. Be brave and courageous and never lose hope. Yes, keep on waiting, for He will never disappoint you.
Mm.
That is the perfect way to just end this this talk today, I feel like, because just don't give up. Don't be impatient.
Right.
Be entwined as one with the Lord. You cannot have patience, and you cannot trust what's happening in this world if you are not entwined with the Lord.
Right.
So be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Be in community with the Lord first.
Yeah.
Trust Him and allow Him to be bigger than your mess. And be patient with what He's doing. Don't try to take your life into your own hands. Let Him work through you in His way, in His timing. And be brave Amen. And courageous and never lose hope. Keep on waiting, and He will never disappoint you.
Mm-hmm.
Be patient, y'all.
Yeah. Remember, just be patient.
Amen.